This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Wow, that PSA took a turn for the worse at the end, didn't it?
Yeah, was that the code red?
Because at first I was happy as a little girl. What, you guys don't remember that?
Yes,
Saturday
we do.
Night Live?
Yes, we do, Dieter.
Oh, boy.
You kind of look like him now, all in black.
Oh,
you know?
Do I?
Yeah.
You're rocking the Salem shirt today.
I'm always rocking the Salem
that's
shirt because
great.
I love Salem.
Nice, me too.
Yes, that's
it's,
right.
It's awesome there.
I'm the good witch.
You are the good witch, and I'm the bad witch.
Yeah.
I'm the sandwich. And you're the sandwich. I was just going to say that. Great minds.
Hey.
Welcome back to the Giddy Up, or the witch. That's what we should call it.
I agree.
The afternoon witch.
Yeah.
301, as the funny man had pointed out, but now it's 302. And we have many, many stories and shout outs left, and such a great time to cram into 1 hour. And that's what she said when I paid. Oh, never mind.
Tell us stories about prom night again?
No.
Do you think you could remember that far back?
Oh, I don't know. Can you? 11 days older than me?
Yeah, well, I quit.
You quit what?
I don't know. I
just prom night?
I keep quitting everything.
Well, I'm sure he is not
I think at this point, being 50, I can take up smoking.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be dead in like 25 years anyhow, so I might as well smoke.
What are you going to smoke?
Cigarettes.
Nah.
I'll look cool.
Nah.
I'll look older.
Nobody looks cool smoking
cigarettes.
Go for cigarettes.
The extra crispy french fries at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. That's like you smoking one of them?
Smoke
no,
bones.
No, no. You remember the story?
No. Oh, no. Yes. Extra crispy from Dirt Boy, whatever his name was.
No, you get a...
Hijo de la chinga.
Is that a joint? Is that a joint, man? Anyways, let's get to it. 3:03 in the afternoon. What are we doing? Are we doing stories?
We have no
idea. Silly news? Are we doing shout outs? I don't know. I've lost control of my crew here. Because they're just, I don't know, they're talking about politics and the grassy knoll and I don't know what else. There's no way.
About
some warehouses.
Theories.
Conspiracy and.
Yeah, I did my own investigation.
How were we even on the air?
I did my own investigation, and I found that it was a grassy knoll.
He wrote his what do they call that when you write your
dissertation?
My thesis. Chris wrote his thesis finally at 50, and in Dallas about Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, so now
Jack
I'm a
Ruby.
Professor emeritus of American history here.
And the funny thing about it is he wrote it
not
in
really.
Tallywhackers, which is the male version of Hooters.
Oh, great.
It is. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
Very embarrassed when I asked for a pen.
How about a Sharpie, sir?
Oh, my.
Oh, what are we doing? Shout-outs or are we doing... or am I introducing you to a story?
I might need a second. We're having some internet issues.
The interwebs are always screwing this show up.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm trying to get my stories, but now...
Ladies and gentlemen...
The web is slow.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Mm-hmm.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Cannonball!
All right, Chris, take it away.
All right. I have one story up. That's what she said. Okay.
Yes.
So, not exactly breaking news, but something that's come to our attention this week is that...
Oh, my.
Judy Garland's ex-husband has written a book. And in this book, he alleges that Judy Garland was sexually harassed by the Munchkins on the Wizard of
possible?
Oz set. Yeah, well, that's why I'm here, to tell you how that's possible.
Okay.
Okay. So upon landing in the Land of Oz in the year 1939, Dorothy was helped along the yellow brick road by the Munchkins. While appearing innocent on screen, behind the scenes, things were all but savory. A newly discovered memoir by Judy Garland's ex-husband claims the actress, who was 17 when the movie was filmed, was sexually harassed by those playing the Munchkins.
Oh, those dirty little critters.
Well, they would make Judy's life miserable on set by putting their hands under her dress, Sid Luft, who died in 25, wrote, according to People. Garland and Luft married in 52, had two children, and divorced in 67.
So she was welcome to Munchkin Land.
Yes, she was. The men were 40 or more years old.
The men.
She continued. The Munchkin men. And they thought they could get away with anything because they were so small. Rumors have long been held that the Munchkins had orgies in the hotel, with producer Mervyn LeRoy having to have police on just about every floor. Before her death in 69, Garland described the actors' behavior at the time, saying they were little drunks, they got smashed every night, and they picked them up in butterfly nets.
And the problem was?
I don't know. Jerry Marin, who sang in the Lollipop Guild, as you can hear behind us in this story, that welcomed Dorothy to Oz, said, "There are a couple of kids from Germany who like to drink beer. They drink beer morning, noon, and night, and got in a little trouble. They wanted to meet the girls, but they were the only ones."
Well, God bless them.
Yes. Yes, definitely God bless them.
Because they drank beer, that makes them bad people, little people.
No, it's because they get drunk and they're putting their hands up a 17-year-old girl's dress, you mental patient.
I'm not a mental patient yet. Yet. Being the operative word. But Judy Garland was beautiful.
Yeah.
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 Mm. I agree.
Yeah. It's unanimous.
So that gives license to little Munchkins to molest a little girl.
Not for Munchkins, yeah. and I'm quite sure that's not the proper, you know, word
for Munchkin etiquette.
But I don't really
let's just
care because I don't think any Munchkins are listening.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts Munchkins. Let's just stick with it.
What do they call them? Little people. Little people.
Well, they were actually... Well, what were they called?
Midgets.
Were they called Munchkins in The Wizard of Oz?
They were.
Yeah, that's what they were
Munchkins.
Called.
Yeah. So, all right. So, Dunks can sue us now.
Yeah. You know, I don't think I've ever seen Wizard of Oz the whole way through.
What are you talking about? That's my favorite movie of... Why do you think I named my daughter Emily?
For
after
real?
Ani M. I swear to God.
I didn't know that.
Because that's my favorite movie of all time.
That's very interesting.
It's interesting would be the operative word as well.
Yeah.
All right, Christopher.
I did have another story, but unfortunately the internet is not cooperating and I cannot get this going.
Then would you like to do some shout-outs now, or would you like me to play a song and then we can...
We can recombobulate? I got the shouts.
We
can finish out the shout-outs.
If you'd like.
Shouting it out. All right.
Yes, Miss Carla.
Once again, a nice shout-out to my cousin Julianne Barreto.
All right.
Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, LeBlanc.
Yeah, my boy.
Russ Fillin the LeBlanc.
What? I played football with him in high school.
Oh, so I thought it was like, you know, match game. Fillin LeBlanc.
No.
Rose Rabufo.
Good ball player.
You guys know Rose, right?
Rose?
Yes.
Who doesn't know Rose?
Ooh. Rose is very popular. She's a beautiful girl.
Yes, and Valentine's Day is next Tuesday, so...
And she has her honey, Eric.
Yep. Get some roses to Rose.
Get some roses, Eric. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, Eric.
Lisa Sweetzer. Debbie Delish. Gail Snow.
What?
No more snow, sorry. Eddie McKinnon. Rocco Scali.
Oh, the bread man.
Yeah. I've yet to see any yeast in this... in this studio.
Thank God.
He's representing the East Coast in the rap battles.
Man. Joanne Riddle. And DJ Flex. Charlotte Connors. John Pierce. Tammy Clegg. Ramon Lopez.
Oh my God, I know these by heart now.
Do you?
I can tell you who's next.
Mike?
You wake up in a... In a sweat.
Now I'm lost.
Charlie McCarthy.
Got the next one. Colleen Shea.
Very good.
Oh, my.
Amy Giammarco.
Mo Quinn, yeah.
Paul Rizzo.
The Riz.
Sizzle Chest.
That's right. He is.
Why?
You don't remember that from Jerky Boys?
No.
She's too young.
I'm a different Rizzo. Breed, you guys.
Yes, we are.
Oh, you're much different than us.
Breed from Ed.
Yeah, you should be praying to the Lord every night that you are.
And we're not even talking about it, you know, age wise, because sometimes wisdom comes with age, as they say.
Yeah.
But sometimes age comes alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In our case,
we're actually cultivating our stupidity at our old age.
Oh, great. We are. And we said, we went to the Chili Peppers concert on a Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so old now that I wore a tie.
Wow.
Yeah, a button-up shirt and a tie.
Were the kids pointing at you?
Well, it wasn't the kids so much, but we went to Applebee's first because we were like, all right, well.
Well, you have 5 o'clock. You give them the discount card. You get the 2 for 1.
You get the ARP card.
Nice.
But, to my astoundment, I was immediately promoted to manager. So I was the manager of Applebee's, and we seen the Chili Peppers.
Awesome.
First night of the job, you needed to take it off. Very good.
And it's one of those gigs that, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's like porn or listening to ABBA.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, like everybody does it, but nobody wants to admit it.
I actually refuse to play it. I can't do it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm a little off base today.
You are definitely out there today. Jeez. Oh, my goodness.
All right, DJ Khaled, please continue.
Yes.
All right, Pam Bridge, Joanne Riddle, Debbie Defoe. Danelle Santalucia. I can't even use the phone.
I think we could. I don't know if Yusefo, the yes, Uber driver, is still listening. But if you are, thank you. And
hi, Yusefo. All right, Bobby Colburn, Kelly Vigna, Sylvia Gray Herman, Boston Jackie, Jennifer Palazzo. And DJ Polly B.
Oh, hey. I got a shout out. That's pretty cool.
Oh, my God. It's better than a restraining order, I tell you. That's what you should be getting.
What? From you?
From everybody. North America.
Well, thank you, DJ Khaled, for the rest of the shout outs.
Yeah. Thanks for the Applebee's imagery. Thank you.
You can see me at the Applebee's on Boylston Street, any night from 5 to close, with my tie.
You know what's great about Applebee's? If you're a manager,
right,
there,
nothing.
Think about it. If you're a manager at Applebee's and somebody like takes the food back, you go, it's flipping Applebee's. Yeah, it does suck.
Exactly.
God, that's why they're stupid.
They do call it Crapplebee's.
You throw it back at them. Idiot.
Oh, my.
All right, that was a
what did you do, get out and leave, go to Olive Garden?
are we going to try to do this? All right, well, we're going to play a song so we can all regroup.
Yourselves.
Maybe. Compose is a word that doesn't go with this radio show.
No.
With the giddy up. But wow, I just went on a little rant there,
you
didn't
did.
I? A little bit. I tend to do that once in a while. But thank you for those shout-outs.
Yeah, you're welcome.
DJ Khaled. And thank you as well, DJ Chris, for the news. But I think you have another story coming up.
I do.
Which we can do that.
Yeah, because it's a really good story, too.
All right. Well, then we're going to play a good rock and roll song. And why don't you take us out, Christopher?
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful, historic Medford.
We'll be right back.
Well, mama told me when I was young, said sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely to what I say. And if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. Oh, take your time, don't live too fast. Troubles will come, and they will pass. You'll find a woman, oh yeah, and you'll find love. And don't forget that there is a someone. You need now is in your soul, and you can do this, oh baby, if you try. All that I want for you, my son, is to be.
This one goes out to our beautiful friend in Springfield, Leah Hall.
95.5 WMFO Medford.
I see your lips and I wonder who's been kissing them. I never knew how badly I was missing them.
Yeah, just stomp all over that. Welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls, 3:23 in the afternoon. That was Donny Iris, and we are going to find him and have him on the program one of these days, I hope, because Christopher has, the funny man has a lot of connections.
Okay, here we go. Mike Belkin, 2-1, I don't know if we can, we can't call him on the air, can we?
We probably could.
I got his phone number of his booking agent.
All right. Well, let's do that in the next segment, hopefully. Because we didn't plan this, but kind of Leah is because we love Leah Hall, that from Springfield, that listens to the show religiously since we've been on the air, since I've been on the air 5 years ago, at least 5.5 years ago. And we need to have him on the air. And as long as he doesn't take off his shirt. But we won't know if we just call him. But I'd love to have him in the studio. That would be great.
Yeah,
because I don't know what he's really doing. Is he selling? You know,
hey, his hair straight. It's no longer curly.
Well, hey,
he straightened his hair out.
Maybe he's selling that. What is it called? That straightens your hair out.
Oh, the hair straightener.
The activator.
He's still rocking the glasses.
You got to rock the dark glasses, and look like Screech, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so it looks like Donnie had a gig October 14th in New Jersey.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, if you happen to be cruising by New Jersey, just pull over and see Donnie Iris. He'll pump your gas and sell you a sandwich.
That's right.
We should be mean. We're going to have him on the show.
All right, so what would you like to... We're going to say...
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
That's what I'm going to say to Donny Island. I mean, Iris.
All right, let me do this real quick. Let me finish the story since...
You want to finish the story?
I got one more story.
325?
I'll
326?
Do that. All right. And then do you want me to do the wheel?
I know, we're completely you know, off the hook today.
Yeah. I'm gonna run.
Is that a cool saying nowadays?
Yeah.
All right, we're off the hook.
We're off the hizuki.
We're off the handle.
Yeah.
We have no hook or handle. But go ahead.
Suspect no. As the cookie man in Indiana is nabbed. A 74-year-old man has been charged with distributing chocolate chip cookies laced with hash oil to fellow parishioners at an Indiana church. Police this week announced that misdemeanor charges have been filed against Brian Jones, not to be confused with the dead guitarist for the Rolling Stones, in connection with an incident last year at St. John the Apostle Church in Bloomington. Jones is facing two misdemeanor counts, criminal recklessness and possession of hash oil. Jones has pleaded not guilty, is scheduled for a February 28th pretrial conference in Monroe Circuit Court. We may send a giddy up reporter to that one. As detailed in the police report, seven individuals fell ill shortly after consuming Jones's homemade cookies, which he handed out at the conclusion of a 9:15 a.m. Sunday service. All the victims, cops noted, sought treatment in the emergency room of a Bloomington hospital.
Would you like to take the host?
Oh, man. The symptoms included nausea, lethargy, anxiety, elevated blood pressure, paranoia, and they were listening to fish records. One parishioner who ate an entire cookie told police said he felt like as he was having a stroke and described feeling like he was dying. That man told officers that he recently had a triple bypass procedure and worried if whatever happened today was going to have adversely affected his heart. I don't know if that's funny or not.
Okay, terrific.
Each of the victims identified Jones as the source of the chocolate chip cookies they consumed. Parishioner Heather Weatherby.
Is she any relation to Mr. Weatherby from the...
Well, obviously, yes.
Archie and the Jugheads?
Yeah, she comes from... that's her grandfather.
Look at Carla looking at us like she has no idea who Archie and the Jugheads are.
I have no clue what the hell you two are
Heather Weatherby told police that Jones arrived late for the services, which she called abnormal. Weatherby added that Jones was walking all over the aisle and appeared to be intoxicated or under the influence of something. When police questioned Jones about the cookies, he denied knowledge of any illegal substances being added to the baked goods.
Yeah.
Is that how Cookie got his nickname?
The cannabis biscuits. What cookies?
But when officers subsequently executed a search warrant at Jones's residence, they discovered 9 capsules of hash oil inside a pill container found in a bedroom where Jones often slept.
Now, is hash oil illegal?
Maybe there it is, yeah. I'm not.
When you're giving the host and you sprinkle some on the...
No kidding.
What are these called? Wafers?
Are those? Communion wafer.
Communion wafer with hash oil.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm so glad they're
so
made of
now
meat.
Now you really believe in Jesus.
As for the extra crispy communion. Extra crispy,
now you really believe in the higher God.
In a 2014 Facebook post, one of Jones's adult children posted a photo showing the old geezer greeting a visitor to his home with a tray of freshly baked cookies. At the Jones house, you were greeted with...
Would you say freshly baked?
Baked, yeah.
Or fresh baked?
Yeah, exactly. At the Jones house, you were greeted with a fresh batch of cookies when you arrived, the caption noted. They call my dad the Cookie Man. And
I bet.
You can see right there, there's a picture of Cookie Man with his cookies and some dude coming over to get high off his cookies.
Yeah, handsome fella.
That's all right.
And that is the news.
Well, I appreciate that, Christopher. Thank you for the baked news. And I just want to say something real quick before you get into the wheel of music. 87, right?
Yep.
1987, yep. We're doing this week. Which Christopher loves doing, and we love him doing that. I just want to say one thing. I've been doing this program for 5-plus years, and I love having Carla, DJ Carla, on, and she's a great asset to our program. And I cannot say enough about my best friend, the funny man.
You guys are great.
We do everything together, and we like think alike, and we're just weird in that way.
Yeah, I can.
But this day kind of is a milestone for the funny man, Christopher. It's 3 years
You've
been on this program, and I want to thank you for being by my side and you know, making this program what it is, because it wouldn't be the Giddy Up without you. So, on that note, 3 years, my brother.
I like to say I'm proud of all we accomplished, and embarrassed. No, of course, I'm very proud of everything we've done here.
I think
we've
done a
wonderful job here. Thank you for putting this all together. So, pretty soon, before you know it, Kyle, it'll be your 3 years.
Right.
Ooh, look at that.
Well, happy anniversary to you both. We should have made some hash cookies.
Well, after the 28th, we'll find out the cookie man is in or out of the old who's gow. And we'll figure it out from there.
So, anyways, happy anniversary, Christopher. I know it's really low. You probably can't even hear
it. Mm-hmm. No kidding.
And I did buy you a purple tie.
Oh, well, I am.
And I just wish Bonnie Rubble was here to play the piano and wish you a happy anniversary.
Oh, is Bonnie on keys?
Bonnie was on keys.
I love the Stones.
I will play whatever you want after you give us the 87 wheel of music.
Such issues right now.
Okay.
So, would you like? Paula, can we flip over to your questions, maybe?
Yeah, we could do that.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you.
Questions with Kala.
Questions
I have
Kala.
No intro music right now.
I'm
yet, yet, but I will, I promise.
Let him sing. Come on.
Questions with Kala. Do you want to know these two buffoons? Questions with Kala. How'd you get hooked up with these goons?
There you go. You could be like
I wish I had like
Charlie Sheen on, what is it, Two and a Half Men? Wasn't he a jingle writer?
I wish we had a keyboard or a guitar in here, and I would have just composed something, because I can do that. I am that good of a musician.
He is. He really is.
No one's supposed to know that. No one's supposed to know I'm, like, really talented or something.
All right, well, if you want to do that, Colin.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so every week I'm trying to come up with a couple of questions for you two, so that your listeners can get to know the real you.
I don't think that they really want to.
All right. If you could erase an event from your mind, Polly.
Yes.
Which one would you choose?
Oh, that's easy.
You can see
first them. Hour of the show.
If I could. Really?
That was a tough one.
My last relationship. Go ahead. I'm not kidding.
I know.
1986, the ball going through Bill Buckner's legs.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yep.
All right.
and all the molestation when I was an altar boy, too.
Oh,
no,
dear,
keep the molestation. Let's go back with the Buckner thing.
Oh my goodness.
I was never an altar boy.
Well, that's good.
I just show up for the molestations.
Oh, you just showed up for those?
Yeah.
All right. If you could take a road trip anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Road trip. Meaning you can't fly.
Right.
Huh.
Not the tough one?
No, there's just so many places I would love to see, without a doubt.
Things that make you go, hmm.
Mm. That, you know, these aren't dirty like they usually are, so I'm going to say Chelsea. All right, I'm going to take that one right back. If I could take a road trip, and I can't say Buffalo, or because I've been there 100 times. I'm going to say... Wow.
Route 1, it's August. It's a new restaurant opening up.
Wow.
Well, guys our age, we like to go to the Continental.
Do you already have an answer, Christopher?
My parents go there.
I mean, you've been all over the country.
Yeah, so I hate to say it, but...
I would say, all right, Vegas.
Yeah.
Because I've never been there, and I wouldn't, and I'm not a gambler, but I would love to just see the...
Check it out.
Yeah. All the great architecture and the shows and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
not for the gambling aspect of it.
All I was told was by a friend, by the way, Kyle Mann, there's a shout out to you, told me, St. Catherine Street, Montreal, you idiot.
Why? I mean, who hasn't been there? I've been there a dozen times.
Yeah, well, you could still want to go back there.
They have a street named after me, St. Paul Street.
Yeah,
they do.
But, you know, I think where I would like to go is Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Grand Canyon.
Yep.
Good answer.
Absolutely. All right. Here's another question for you.
I used to live in the Grand Canyon with a donkey.
I heard you, your own ass.
I won't tell you what her name was, though.
All right. What must you do daily to keep yourself sane, Christopher?
What must I do? Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
I have a whole regimen.
I can only imagine. Let's
hear it. There's a red pill, a blue pill. Seriously, this is way too much, but I get up, I drink 8 ounces of water. I'll go, seriously, 8 ounces of water, precisely, the first thing I do.
Really?
Yeah, and then at one point, after I work out, I meditate.
I'm having a hard time believing this.
I meditate.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, this isn't supposed to be a serious part of the show.
Oh, she asked. Okay, you say something, I'll come up with some buffoonery.
There's no buffoonery. I bang my head off the ceiling first, then off the wall, and then I engage with people that I don't like. not you two whatsoever, but I walk out the front door and there's people I don't like.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And that, I guess, keeps me sane. But banging my head is first and foremost.
Awesome.
No, honestly, what really keeps me sane is doing this radio program with you guys. It's that does keep me sane. It's my therapy.
Yeah, that my Belvini 12 single malt scotch.
There you go.
That I mainline into my neck, right into the jugular. Cut out the middleman of that stupid glass, you know what I'm saying?
We all know what you're saying, trust me.
Nurse!
All right, bringing it back to 1987.
So, any more questions? Unfortunately, we're having technical issues. So what I'm going to do is... Do you have another question?
There's always questions. Do you have the answers?
Mm. Yeah, we always have answers.
I'm going to reboot my thingamawagi here. That's a technical part.
All right. Let's play a tunage that we're all going to love. Unless you have another question, darling. And one of these days, me and Christopher are going to come at you with... A few questions.
Oh, yeah. I'm not good with questions.
It doesn't matter. You have no choice. Since we don't.
This is true. All right, what advice would you give to a 5-year-old you?
A 5-year-old me?
Yeah. Mm.
Where do you come up with these?
Do you want to go? Should I go? You good?
Why don't you go? Because I have a lot of answers for that.
Do steroids. They weren't testing in the 90s, and you would have been in the Hall of Fame. Baseball.
I understand.
But... I would have told myself that. Kid, do steroids. No one gotten caught.
Anybody want to listen to the free show?
Yeah, they are.
I would just say, don't do what you did. No, at 5 years old,
I would have said nobody's watching. Keep doing it.
Ooh, I've had a pretty happy life. I must say, you know, great friends, great family.
Didn't have to be a negative thing.
I would just say, hey, onward through the fog.
Would you want him to be a DJ?
I doubt it. No. Stay in school. Well, I wasn't bad in school. At least I graduated, you know.
You love your job.
I do love, so don't you, DJ Kala?
It's fun.
We both love our job. That's not a job, really, when you think about it.
No.
I think maybe I probably would have maybe pursued this career a little bit earlier in
my life.
I actually have more of a conversation, seriously, that I would have with a, you know, high school me instead of a five-year-old me, and we've talked about it. If we knew what the path was, we should have taken off to New York or California and become screenwriters. Seriously,
me and Chris,
we should have.
Because
we really should have. We could have been. We could have.
And we've definitely feed off each other. Tell you that
become writers on SNL or something. That is something we've had that conversations. Like we just didn't know what the path was to that.
Right.
No.
Yeah. So we do this instead.
We always knew we were idiots, and funny idiots at that. So we'll let the funny man figure out his apple. Is apple. That sounds wrong. Yeah. Hey, figure out your apple. I'm going to show you my pear.
I thought those apple things were always supposed to work.
Yeah, they
were. The interwebs. Yeah, yeah, it keeps going.
But I don't have any problem right now. So, 3:41 in the afternoon, 3:42. We'll take a quick break if Christopher wants to come back with the story. Yeah. Either way, we're
going
to say our...
I'm storied out.
Either way, we're going to come back with some nonsense. You want to take us out, Miss Kala?
You're listening to WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Massachusetts.
All right, we'll be back. And how do you like them apples?
102.5 WMFO Medford.
All right, boys and girls, welcome back to the big show, the Giddy Up, here on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful state of Medford. And it is 32 degrees.
You gotta get some meltage.
It's warming up. Anyways, we usually do the wheel every week, but we're still gonna kind of do the wheel.
Yeah.
I know the funny man likes to, you know, open the door and lead us to our, you know, destiny of the number one song from 1987, I believe.
87, right?
87. Yep. Well, take it away, Christopher.
We will do the top 10, but we don't have any clips today. So, if you remember these songs, just hum them to yourself. At number 10, Lionel Richie with Ballerina Girl.
Ooh.
At number 9, Just Another Band Out of Boston. Yes, Boston.
That's right.
With We're Ready.
We're Ready.
At number,
I'm ready.
Number 8, a song we played not too long ago. One of my favorite songs by Huey Lewis, Jacob's Ladder. Then there's always one song on
that
the chart.
That is great. I love Huey Lewis anyway.
Yes, you do.
I really do.
And he says the same about you.
I know he does, which, you know, he pointed me out on the last concert. I've seen him quite a few times,
mm-hmm.
but he always points me out in the audience and says, thank you, Paulie B.
You like the news.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's always one song in the chart that makes me want to throw my radio out the window. And at number 7, this is the song. At This Moment by Billy Vera and the Beaters.
Ooh, yeah.
What would you think at this moment? Do you think I see the love in your home?
All right.
Will You Still Love Me?
Yes.
That's number 6 by Chicago. At number 5, Georgia Satellites, Keep Your Hands to Yourself. We all
they were
that
around
one.
In 87?
Wow. Yeah, I think that was their first album.
Jingle-ling-a-ling.
Softcore actress Samantha Fox transitioned to music with this little ditty. I said, ditty. Touch Me, I Want Your Body. At number 3, Change of Heart by Cyndi Lauper. At number 2, Open Your Heart by Madonna. And take it away at number 1.
Number 1 song of 1987, of course, was our own, well, he was from Jersey, but he still was.
He's
like
a guy from Medford, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does sound like a guy from Medford. Bon Jovi with "Living on a Prayer," and we will be right back to say our goodbyes. As Paula used to work on the docks. We'll be right back, kids. All right, boys and girls, that was the number one song from 1987, correct?
That's correct. This date, 1987.
All right, it's 3:57 in the afternoon, and we are going to get out of here. We want to say our goodbyes, even though we hate to do that. But Miss Carla, would you like to...
Happy Friday, everyone. Thanks for listening in. Some of my new friends on the radio, well, listening to the radio. I'll be at Portobello in Wakefield this
weekend. That's right, tomorrow night.
We all
will be.
Yeah, we're going to try to come by. Last time I wasn't feeling well, hopefully.
Good tunes, good cocktails, good friends. Always a good time.
Always.
And mud wrestling.
Yeah.
Is there? Too.
Yeah, me and you.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Right, that's usual.
That's Christopher?
Yes. Hey, I just want to thank everyone for listening. As I always say, go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can.
Thank you, sir. And we want to thank everybody, of course, for listening in, because if it wasn't for you boys and girls listening to us, we wouldn't be here. And we love it. And stay Boston strong. Always be a rock. Never roll. And, of course, I want to apologize to Tom Brady, who put off his vacation a little bit, but he's in the green room. We ran out of time for him. So thank you, boys and girls. We're going to take a 166-hour break. We'll see you kids next week. Have a great weekend, even though it's going to snow.
It's all right. It's all good.
But do it.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my